the dialect of Docking, Norfolk. Mr. Walter Smith, a native, age 65, retired farm laborer, recorded in his home by W.N. Francis on the 3rd of March, 1957.
The corn's cut and shocked, we call it. And then the horses and wagons go along in the pitchers and the two loaders. And then that's took the stack, what they call the loader and driver.
You have two loaders on the wagon.
That's right. And the driver drove the loads across the stack. Years ago, there used to be two teammen, what they call loaders and drivers. They used to load down and take across the stack. And then they used to bring the empty wagon back in. And then there was the on pitchers.
Yes.
And then there was the stacker. What used to stack. And the next man to him was the bully.
Yes.
No, the next man to him was the backer up.
The backer up.
Backer up. Mm-hmm. And the next one was taking the sheaves away from what they call the bully again, the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So there was about four.
Yes.
And one arm down on pitching.
Right.
And then when they got the stack up, well, length of the elevator legs, they used to what they call top it up.
Yes.
That was filled in the middle with all the shoes and then go around the outside, so all the arse ends of the shoes, they call them, was all out of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they used to thatch it with wheat straw.
Mm-hmm. Who would do that?
Well, they used to keep a man on the farm, farm perhaps for that job.
Mm-hmm. He'd be a thatcher.
He'd be what they called a thatcher. He'd done nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to bring him a load of wheat straw up on a wagon, put the rope along with the edge of the wagon and hang the horse, trice horse on and pull it over in a lump.
Yes.
And then you know, of course I've been on the job. You're used to two on you, the thatcher, and you used to shake the straw over and then throw a pile of water on, wet.
Yes.
And then shake a little more dry straw over and throw some more water on. And then you'd shake your bed over. If you had two stacks, you'd have it lay at the end of the stack so you could do the two without making another bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd scrape the face of the straw down with a fork.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd start pulling on it.
Mm-hmm.
Out right straight.
Uh-huh.
And then that's what they call ledging on.
Oh, yeah.
When you're straightening it out.
Yes.
And you'd have what they call a two pair of frails.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd lay your legends, your straw in these frails, and if he wanted five, well, you'd put five in to go up the stack.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd make them thin one in and thick the other.
Yes. And which end would be up on the stack? The thick end or the stack?
They'll put the first legend on the, what they call the eave of the stack.
Yes.
That's the end.
Yes.
What they call the gable end. On the eave, you put the thick end derricks first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn them about, you see. If the straw had to be a bit thick one end, you'll put a thin end down.
Yeah.
Just to keep your thatch level.
Yeah.
And then they have what they call broaches.
Uh-huh.
And stick them in.
What are they made of?
They're made of nut.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything, or an oozy, anything straight, about a yard long. And then you knock them in with the back of the rake, you see what the rake, the thatch down with. And then the tire loin, we used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to shove the stakes, the broaches in the stack up at the, up what they call the flue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to zigzag them, the loin across.
Yes.
And the reason I had the loin tied was to stop the rats from gnawing on.
Oh, yes.
So the wind didn't blow the thatch off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.